Thursday, okay? And then we'll go to the topic today. And then we will start chazering tomorrow, Bezushem, Blinetter, okay? I want the chazer for the next Blinetter for 2 weeks, okay? Approximately that time. And as I said, you go over to Gemara, Rashi, to Tosfos, and the Shiurim, and as many Marmakomas as you can go over. And I would hope that the goal will try to be to chazer, let's say, 3 shiurim a day, because we have about that, so we'll do that. So you cover as much as you can. That means really stark in the morning, Seder. Okay, a few more points on the previous sugya, on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph, and then we'll go to the topic today, and then we will, if we have time, we'll do some halacha from the Chumash, from yesterday, in the Parsha. Okay, I want to begin with the follows, and that is that, if you remember, we said on Thursday, we said that according to the Ula is of the opinion that holds Chozer V'Toin. The person is Chozer V'Toin V'Chozer, okay? Ula holds Toin V'Chozer V'Toin, that you can retract your claim even if it's after talking to Dibor, right? But Ula did admit that you're not able to retract, in which case, he said, where you say, Alavosai V'Loshel Avosecha. If you said it was my father's and not your father's, you're not believed to retract. Is that correct? You're not believed to retract and say that, because you said specifically it was Avosai V'Loshel Avosecha. So you can't be Toin V'Chayzer. Now the Gos Ashri and the Rimigash both said what? That was only a case where what?
No Eidim.
That was only a case where there are no Eidim. Excellent, guys. But if there are... No, that was only in a case where there are Eidim. Where there are Eidim, you can't retract. But where there are no Eidim, you could in fact retract. Based on Chozer V'Toin, Chozer Miptur L'Ptur. That's where the topic of Chozer Miptur L'Ptur emerges. And the Gos Ashri and the Rimigash said the validity of it was based on what we call the what? What was the Svara why you could be Chozer Miptur L'Ptur? A Migu. What was the Migu? The Migu was you could have what? Remained on the first what? Remained on the first claim. You didn't have to make the second claim. So that's what we said was based on a migu. So we said the Ksos HaChosh and Simen Pei Sifkan Gimel asked 2 kashas. Number 1 from the Mishnah in Ksubis, where a woman says she's married, and then she says she's divorced. We believe her based on what? Pesach, Shehu, Peh, Shehiter. But if Adim come later and say that she's what? She's married. Do we believe her now that she's divorced? No, because no great shakes. She offered us information she was married. We know it from Adim. So she can't say she's Grusha, right? So how can you tell me, we said, how can you tell me that the Ksos, the Agos Ashri, and the Rimigash both here say that if you're Chozer Miptur L'Ptur, you're Pater forever? What do you mean you're Pater forever? We have a Mishnah Ksuba say that if Adim come, you lose. That was the first Kasha. What was the second Kasha? Second Kasha was from the Mishnah Ksuba. What was the second Kasha? Not from the Mishnah Ksubis, but from the Tana that holds what? Modi B'Shtar Shekosvu, Sarech Lekaimo. If you're Modi B'Shtar Shekosvu, Sarech Lekaimo. If you're Modi on the star that you wrote it, you have to what? You have to verify it. Modi B'Shtar Shekosvu, Sarech Lekaimo. If you Modi that there was a loan, right? If you're Modi there was a loan, the Malva cannot collect with the loan unless he verifies it. What does it imply when he verifies it? What's the din? Does the guy is the loan a believer the amigo of Peru with the amigo of Mizuya Fallon? Smash for what? He's not believed, right? Those are the 2 kashas of the Ksos. Therefore, why did the Ksos say there's a din of Chozer Miptur L'Ptur? Based on what? There was no Hodas Baldin. Excellent, Michael. In your first claim, or you said you were Potter, you were not Moda. So if you were not Moda on the first claim, then what? Then why shouldn't you all make a second claim, a claim of Ptur? That's what the Ksos said. So what are we going to do with those 2 kashas we said on the Rimigash and on the Gos Ashri? So we said as follows. We said the following shot. Number 1, you could say, you can answer those 2 kashas, not both kashas, but one of the 2 kashas. Which kasha do we answer? From the Mishnah Ksubis. We said the Shita Mikubetz is quoted 2 days between the Rav HaMe'ili and another Shita as to whether what? Maybe that's only if the Adam came before the woman, said she was married and divorced. But if they didn't come afterwards, maybe she's taka believed. Yes? That's not going to help us with what? The case of Modi B'Shtar Shekosvu, because obviously they hadn't come yet. So that was one of the 2 kashas we solved. Okay. What's another answer that we gave? That answer, of course, doesn't fully answer. Only answer one of the cats. What was the second answer we said? We said for Ramosha Shapira Shlita, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva at Negev. What did he say? What did he say? Not Yeshiva at Negev, but what was the Yeshiva's? What? Bir Yaakov, correct. Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva is Bir Yaakov. What did he say? He said this was not a classical migu. What kind of migu is this? The migu is that you're saucer yourself. First you make one claim of Ptur, then you make another claim of Ptur. So the migu says we ignore the stira. We ignore the stira. So it's not a classical migu. So it could very well be that in those two Mishnayos, those two Makoros that we quoted, why is the migu not, because that's a classical migu. A classical migu, you'll have a problem if Adim come, right? But this is not a classical migu. So therefore, you can't compare the two. If Adim come afterwards, what do we say the pshat was? If Adim come afterwards, what was his claim? His claim was Avoisi. And then he said what? What do you say in the classical case? He said Avoisi, and then what? In our Gemara, what did Ulu say? He said Avoisi, and then he said no. He said, I was so secure as to whether what, that it was so secure as if it was my father's. Yes? Those are the two claims. I really bought it from you, but it really was what? It really was if it was my father's. If no Adim came for the first guy, he's believed forever and ever. Because what? Well, you're going to tell me that what? You're going to tell me that the claim that he claims now, the second claim, stands on its own. The claim that he claims now stands on its own. So what if Adim come? Doesn't make any difference. So the Adim are against the first Taina. But the second Taina is fine because the Migu is just to take care of the Stira, we said. The Migu is just to take away from the Stira. If the Migu just takes away from the Stira, that's not a problem. So what? So let the second Taina stand on its own. And that's exactly what happens here. The second Taina would stand on its own, and therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be successful. Because what did Ula say? Ula says, if I said, Avosai v'loshal avosecha, you're not able to be toyin v'chayzer, because he had Adim. Right? Because there were Adim. You're not able, because there were Adim. But if there are no Adim, what happens if the Adim come later on? Let the Adim come later on. So the Adim come later on, they'll be against my first claim, but the second claim stands on its own. It's not a classical migu. That was the second answer we said. And what was the third answer that we said? So that second answer answers both those kashas. Because both those makoros are talking about a classical migu. We are not talking about a classical migu here. Therefore, the kashas are answered. And what was the third mahalach that we said? From Ebel Chonon? Someone tell me that what? Oh, those two makoros are a pesh aser. When you talk about a pesh aser, meaning the third answer is assuming, does that mean that it's a classical migu, yes? That there's a big difference between a pesha aser and a classical migu. A pesha aser b'makom edim, you'll lose. You will definitely lose b'makom edim, because you're not offering any great information. Edim came anyway. She says she's married. So what? We know you're married. Edim come and say she's married. But if you have a migu, then a migu can in fact be good in a situation where what? When will Amigu be good? In a situation when the Adim what? Because again, we said, do not confuse the cases. When you talk about Miku B'makom Adim Lo Amrinu, what does that mean? What does Miku B'makom Adim Lo Amrinu mean? You have claim one, you could have made claim two. Claim one is against Adim, right? In this case, it's the opposite. Why is it the opposite? In this case, it is the opposite. Why is it the opposite? Because exactly what we're saying is that what your claim you're making now is claim two. The claim you're making now is claim two. You made claim one, and you were closer to Ton, you made claim two. And then Adim come in. Well, you know what? You still had a Migu. You still have a Migu. So it's not the Migu, but Makom Adim. The Adim are against what? The Adim are against claim two. But you still have your Koyach HaTaina. You still have your beer. So therefore, we could be masbir that the truth of the matter is that by pesha aser, whenever the Adim come, it's going to be bad. Because then your information that you offered is really nothing. But your migu, when you made your migu is still going to what? Still going to remain what? Remain strong. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. That's another way that we can answer those two kashas, that we can say that pesha aser won't be good against Adim. But this migu will remain good, even if Adim come afterwards. Because it's not a classical Migu B'makom Adim. Migu B'makom Adim is your first Taina against Adim. Your first Taina wasn't against Adim. What did you say here? You said, Avosai V'lo Shal Avosecha. right? Your first claim was avosai v'lo shalom. Your first claim was avosi, right? Your first claim is avosi, and then you want to say avosi v'lo shalom avosecha. And the guy has Aiden. The guy has Aiden. That was what? So the Aiden really here are considered to be what? The Aiden are considered to be, that's why we would assume if there are no Aiden, you're able to say what? Choser v'toyin. If there's no Aiden, but if there are Aiden, they're saying, it's applying, you're not allowed to be choser v'toyin. So you have these two makoros that apply. If there's no Aiden, choser v'toyin is always putter, implying that if Aiden eventually come, you won't always be putter. So how do you answer that? So we're saying there's a big difference between a migu and pesh osur. That was the third answer that we gave. Okay, pesh osur, those two makoros are pesh osur. This is talking about a migu, and that's why the migu is successful. And this is a classical migu. Okay, so that's what we said very quickly on Thursday. And there are two more points that I want you to get now, and then we'll go to the topic today. Please get them. Okay? Let's get this. Now let's focus on Modin Nardo. What does Modin Nardo say? What is Modin Nardo? What is Nardo? Nardo says, when you say Avosai Shalachumi Avosecha, Nardo normally say Choser V'Toyin, you're not able to do. But if your claim, second claim is, that when I say Avosai and Avosai Shalachumi Avosecha, it's good, it's Choser V'Toyin. Considered to be Choser V'Toyin. It's considered to be successful. It's considered to be Choser V'Toyin. That's what Nardo said. Normally, that you're not allowed to retract, but here you're able to retract. Okay. Let me ask you the following. Let's see. Why is this not a Migu L'Mafreya? Someone tell me why this is not a Migu L'Mafreya. Why is this not a Migu L'Mafreya in the Rashbam's Pshat? Okay? In the Gemara's Pshat by Nardo. What was your first claim that you said? Avosi. Yes? What's claim two? What's claim two? Avosi Lachua May what? May Avosecha. Right? May Avosi Kin Lachumi Avosecha. That's claim two. Yes? What is 2A? What is claim 2A? Kanisi Mimcha. Is that correct? Is that correct? No, no, it's okay. Is that correct? That's considered to be Kanisi Mimcha. Tell me why is it... That's exactly what the Gemara says. David, you got this? What does Narada say? Narada say normally you can't retract, but in this case you're able to retract. Because you fixed it up. We called this what? Mosif. Yes? Didn't we call this Mosif? Avosi, I'm adding information. Everyone agrees it's good. Even what? Even Narada. Why is this not a Migul Mafre? Go ahead, Elliot. No, but why is it a the ksos at the shach in simin kuf mem vov sif katan chaf beis asks on the Rashbam. Let's get this. This should be a migu l'mafreya. This is what the shach asks. Should be a migu. Tell me why it's a migu l'mafreya. Yes. Why is this a migu l'mafreya? Let's get this down. These are two new points that we have to get. We didn't get a chance to finish on Thursday. Okay. Before we go to the topic today. You have one, you have two, and you have 2A. Tell me why this is a migul mafreya. You said kanisi mimcha. That's soser this. Avosai. Avosai is mashma, that means Yerusha, right? Remember we said migul mafreya is that 2A is always against one? This is what the Shach, Shoel, ala Rashbam. Shach asks on the Rashbam that it should be sarich liyot migu l'mafreya. It's a great kasha. Everyone heard this guy? This is right off the Gemara. How can you say this is good? This is an amazing shot, what the Ksos answers, okay? Let's look at the Rashbam inside, okay? You see the Rashbam, Modin Ardor? Let's see inside, Modin Ardor. Okay, let's see inside the Modin Ardor. Seth, you want to read that Modin Ardor? Read that Modin Ardor. Go ahead. Nardor's Modin, go ahead, Modin Ardor. You got it? I'm Lamed Aleph from an Aleph. Let's go. Modin Nardo. Yeah? Modin Nardo. Go ahead.
Modin Ami Nardo.
No, no, no. Modin Nardo. Right here. Okay? Nardo is Modin. Modin Nardo. Okay, go ahead.
Is that not a minardo? Is that Shatan Makila Shalavatai? Because of Retoin Shalavatai Shalakua Meavatecha. Because of Retoin the man, the Inu Oker, the Barabu Shonim Klau. Allah Mosif Alehim.
Oh, you're adding. Go ahead. That's what we said. Go ahead. Period. So this is what the Rashbam says. We're going to divide up this Rashbam into three different categories. The Ksos actually does. Three statements. Tfos, Lashon Rishon, Lashon Emsoi, and Lashon Achron. You stop where you just stopped, Seth. Why is that acceptable? Because it's a taina. It's a taina on its own. I want you to get that down. You know what we do? We ignore the fact that there's a migu. It doesn't mean a migu. We just look at number two and number two alone. This guy squatted there 3 years. He has a taina. I don't call it a migu. It's not a migu. Otherwise, it's a migu. It's a migu, I'm afraid. You hear what I'm saying? You stress that word, chazaka sheshimayin, taina, 50 times. 100 times. It's a taina. That's all it is. It's a taina. That's all it is. Nothing more than that. Avosai lakakti lecha, avosai lecha, right? Lakakti me'avosecha, right? Lakakti me'avosecha, right? Lakakti me'avosecha. Okay, avosai lakakti, that is a taina on its own. Forget about the fact that it's a migu. Go ahead, Seth. The Lashon, the middle Lashon of the Ksos, brings up the word Migu of a Rashban. Continue, Viter. Right, you don't need a taina how it was your father's, but you do need a your raya. Go ahead. Hacha. Isn't that amazing? So what does he say in the Lashon Achron? The Rashbam says it's not a migu, but what is it? It's a what? Taina again. See how he goes away from the word migu? He doesn't say ma'alu l'shakar. He says a taina. It's a taina. It's a taina. And you have a good taina. Yerusha, you don't need any taina. But you need a rye that he lived there at least one day. Right? But here he has to make a taina. And what's the taina? Kanisimimcha. Right? My father, what? My father bought it from your father. That's a legitimate taina. Lakachti mimcha. Me'avosecha. Right? That's a good taina. So the Ksos actually writes this in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sifkat Yibes. He says the Rashbam starts off taina. He ends off taina. And in the middle he says migu. You know what the Ksos says? Ignore the middle. The middle is lav dafka. It is not really a migu. It is a taina and a taina alone. Please get it down. That's how he answers the kasha. The shach asks on the Rashbam, this is a migu l'mafreya. The Ksos says, I'm sorry, shach, it's not a migu. It's a taina. That's why he stresses taina, taina, taina. Even though it says about the shach in the middle, it's lav dafka. And moreover, if you remember, we mentioned this Ksos. Remember when we did mem alfam and beis? Let me ask you a question, David. According to the Rashbam, what do you think this is, basically, when you say avosai is lakachti me'avosecha? What is that, basically, in another code word? What would you call that in another code word? Kamedidi. I want you to get that down. That's like saying kamedidi. In front of me, I saw my father buy it from your father. That's mamash kamedidi. Isn't that mamash kamedidi? That is the same thing as saying kamedidi. And what does Gemara say in the mouth on the base? Why is kamedidi believed? Because you had a migu. What was the migu? To say kanisimcha. Doesn't the Gemara say black on white, migu and memalfon base? Just like the Rashbam, the Ksos says, ignore the word migu here, lav dafka. Yes, he doesn't really mean a migu. So too, the Gemara didn't mean a migu. The Gemara meant to say you have different claims. The Gemara meant to say you have different claims. It's not really a migu. So just like the Ksos says in the Rashbam, you guys got to get this. Just like the Ksos said in the Rashbam, it's not really a migu. The Gemara in the mouth of Beit didn't mean it was really a migu. The Gemara just said he has different claims to the win. You follow what I'm saying? And moreover, this is what I pointed out to Rav Moshe this morning. The Rashbam here in Lamed of Beis, didn't he say Kamedidi was excessive? What does the first line there, long line there, say? On Lamed of Beis, Seth. Aval Hichzik. You see on Lamed of Beis we did that Rashbam? Aval Hichzik, right before it gets wide. Go ahead. Aval Hichzik, go ahead.
Right,
He says Beferush. Why is Kamedidi believed? Because it's a what? You have a migu of saying what? Kanisimcha. He doesn't mean say migu. No, he have to say he doesn't mean migu. He just means you have another claim. I agree with you. It's a little bit shvir. But the Ksom says, and no, when the Rashbam says migu, he didn't mean migu. He means really the taina, and that's what the Gemara meant to say as well. So that's how you'll answer the kasha of the Shach and the Rashbam. It's not a problem, migu l'mafrei, but it's not really a migu. Okay? Otherwise, it's a migu l'mafrei. Okay. Now we have to go to Tosos. The Ksos asked the same kasha on Tosos. What did Tosos interpret? How did Tosos interpret lakachti me'avosecha me'avosai? How did Tosos interpret lakachti me'avosecha me'avosai? What does Tosos interpret? Someone recall what Tosos says? He lived there what? He lived there one day. Darba chad yoma. He lived there one day. If he only lived there one day, what do? We do matayninin. That what? He lived there one day and his father bought it from his father. From the other guy's father, right? That's what Tosos says. What does the Shach say? What does the Ksos ask on Tosos? Also it's a migul mafreya. Isn't it a migul mafreya? Same thing. Why is that not a migul mafreya? It's the same thing a migul mafreya. Avosai instead of lakach mimcha. He lived there one day with a migul kanisim mimcha. Kanisim mimcha is a migul mafreya. Yes? Kanisim mimcha is a migul mafreya. Let's write it down the same thing. Darabo chad yoma. That's two. One was avosai. 2a is what? 2a is kanisim mimcha. Okay, I'll write that. Darba Yom is the father, and we do Taininin that he bought it. Aviv Kana Me Aviv. So what do you see? Again, the same Kasha, the Ksos on the what? Same Kasha, the Ksos on the, same Kasha, the Ksos on the, Tosos as the Shach asked in Rashbam. It's a Migul of Mafreya. How can you say Kanisi Mimcha? It's against one. Avosai implies it always with my families. Kanisim Mimcha says I bought it. Not from my family. Stira, Migul Mafreya. So the Ksos says a beautiful shot. The Ksos answers like this in Siman Kuf Mem Vav Sifkat Nyeh Beis. You know what he says? I want you to get this. He wants to say two is a perish to one. I'm going to write it like that. Two is a perish to one. They're not two separate tainus. Avosai meant a perish. I wrote down perish. What does it mean, avosai? My avosai lived there for one day. Avosai lived there for one day. If my avosai lived there for one day, then I can say taininin, and I have a migo of kanisimcha. The only time you can have a problem migo mafreya is when 2a contradicts one. If you combine 2 to 1, that means that's what one was. 2 was 1. So the melo migo can be on that. So when you say that it's a perish, there's no problem. That's what the Ksos says. That's why it's not a migo mafreya. That's why it's not a migul mafreya. Okay? It's not considered to be a migul mafreya in that case. Okay? In that case, 2a to 2, 2 to 1 makes it a perish, and therefore it's not a what? It's not a migul mafreya. Okay? Because we're saying that what? 2a is going to be mazur 1, 2. 1, 2 are together. That's how the Ksos wants to say we view it as a perish. We view it as a perish. If it's a perish, then it's not a problem. You're defining it. Now, if you recall, what did Tosos say in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph? Was Kamedidi successful? Do you remember that long Taisa Lamed Amud Aleph? What did you say over there? You said, Miplani Zavincha, I bought it from you, but I have a migu to say what? Either Kamedidi or Darbe Yod Kama, right? Let's write it down. What on Lamed Amud Aleph? What was 1, 2, and 2a? You remember? What was 1? Miplani Zavincha, right? I bought it from Ploni, who bought it from you. Ploni Zavitcha, who bought it from you. What was 2? Kamedidi. Or what else? Darbe Chad Yoma. Well, right, there were 2 options. Darbo Chad Yoma. In 2, what was 2a? Mohaisa Shechom Yoma. Why did Taisa say that was bad? Because that was a Migul Mafreya, right? 2a is against 1. He admitted that it was his, right? On Lamed Amud Aleph, we saw that Taisa said, Amigul Mafreya Lo Amrinin. So if you say Amigul Mafreya Lo Amrinin, 2a goes against one that's a migul lamafreya. That's what Tosfos said. So what's my question? What's my kasha? Why over here does the Ksos say in Tosfos it's a perish, and here you can't say the same thing? Here we could say it's a perish. Here we could say it's a perish. Here we can't say it's a perish. Why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? Why couldn't you say it's a perish? What's the answer? Because this could be a perish. When you say Abu Sai, what does Abu Sai mean? My father lived there for one day. That makes sense. This can't be a perish. What are you going to say? Darbo yochav yoma to Ploni Zavincha? Makes no sense. How is Ploni? That's a Hosafa. I'm going to write it down. That's not a perish. It's a Hosafa. It's not a perish. It's considered to be a Hosafa. It's an addition. If it's an addition, there's no way you can say that. Therefore, you're struck with Migul Mafreya. Here, Ploni Zavincha. If you want to add on, he lived there one day. That's an addition. That's an addition that has nothing to do with that. It's a whole new statement you're adding on. Ploni Zavincha, he lived there one day. Here, what you're saying about your father is your father lived there one day. What are your father? Your father what? Your father lived there one day. You're describing what that means. That's a perish. Here, it's a mosif. So I want you to get that. That's why in Daf Lamed it's a migul lamafreya. On Lamed Aleph, on Lamed Aleph, Tosfos will say no. The Ksos says in Tosfos, it's a perish, and therefore migul lamafreya. We will say what? It's not a migul lamafreya because 2a is helping out 1 and 2 together. They're not two separate things. And the mele migul lamafreya won't be a problem in that case. That's the chiluk that we want to say. Pshat is, Tosfos lamaisa cannot say like the Rashbam, kamedid. It's impossible. Tosfos cannot say kamedid because he doesn't treat kamedid like that. Because in the case of what kamedid, Tosfos will say kamedid doesn't. You can't say kamedid according to Shitas Tosfos. Okay, kamedid cannot be said according to Tosfos. That's why he's cholik on this Rashbam, and he says, as we said, migu, and he says taininen. But the reason why he could say it's not a migu l'mafrei because we consider one and two to be attached together. According to Rashbam's pshat, it's always a taina. It's a taina. We said it's a taina. It has nothing to do with a migu. But according to the Rashbam, it's basically kamei didi. If it's kamei didi, then we said according to Rashbam, it's a taina on its own. It's not a migu. That's how you solve the problem, migu l'mafrei. How do you solve the problem according to Tosfos? You say it's a perish. If it's a perish, then migu l'mafrei. It's not a migu l'mafrei anymore. So why in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph did we say it's bad? Because there it's a hosafa. A hosafa, you can't say that. Can't say it's a perish to it. Can't say it's a perish to it. Don't get confused between a perish and a hosafa. Hosafa in our sugya, we said, was what? Was good. Everyone agrees, not a problem of chazir v'toyin. From the perspective of fixing a migu l'mafreya, migu l'mafreya, if it's a perish, you can say one, two are together. If it's hosafa, you can't say that. Then you get stuck with migu l'mafreya. And Tosfos cannot be mazbir kamedid in our sugya. That's why he says, darbo echad yoma. Remember, we said that the Rashbam, Tosfos Kasha on Lamed Aleph doesn't start Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, because you don't say two kulas of Tainin and Amigu, right? That was the Rashbam's sheet all the time. The Muki Yosef said, according to Tosfos, you can. According to Tosfos, you can. So that's the pshat. That's what I wanted to mention to get today. Please get this. Very, very important pshat, Lamaisa, of why there is no problem of Migul Afreya on that statement of Moed Nenardah. Both vis-a-vis the Rashbam, and both vis-a-vis the Tosfos regarding this Hesber. And then Zach just pointed out to me there's a Rabbinic Gershom on the Pshat of Moed Nardah. That's very difficult. I don't understand how he could say what he says. But if you look at four lines from the bottom, by it says Moed Nardah. It says Moed Nardah Heichad Amar Lemi Yikar Shal Avoyshi Shal Achumi Avosecha Dabasov Chazer In Davoscha Detoin V'Chazer V'Toin Demein Tain Rishonhi. Very, I don't know what he's saying. The Nardah is saying that originally you said, Abosai, my father's bought it from your father's. That was the first statement. And then you retract and say, yes, it was your father's. What does that mean? Four lines on the bottom of Laman Aleph and Raf. The way the Nardah, we have it in our Gemara, is Abosai was the first statement. And then you go with the second statement and say, my father's bought it from your father's. How does Nardah have it? Nardah doesn't have it like that. Nardah has it that originally you said Avosai Lachumi Avosecha, and then you switched back and said In Davoscha. What do you mean In Davoscha? Everything's flipped. According to Nardah, the first claim was my father's bought it from your father's, and then what's the second claim? What's the second claim saying? Yes, it was your father's, but what? Yes, it was your father's, but what? I achalta shnei chazaken? What does that mean? Yes, it was your father's, but what? I bought it straight from you. So the only difference is that the first claim is my father bought it from your father. Second claim is I bought it directly from you. Doesn't make any sense. No, what's that chozer b'toin? All the purposes of chozer b'toin was either was Yerusha or it was through a purchase. According to Narda, both claims are purchases. Question is, who purchased it? Was your father from his father, or was it me buying it from your father? That's not a big difference. It's very, very bizarre, Rabbeinu Gershom. I didn't see anyone discuss it. Okay? But I want you to note that, Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay. Let's go to the Gemara now. On Daf Kuf Chof, the topic we want to see today. Okay? On Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. Okay? Let's see the Gemara here. Amar Mar. Okay? Let's see the Gemara here. Amar Mar. Hey, Tan, let's read the Gemara here. Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. Amar Mar. Four lines from the bottom, okay? Amar Mar. Let's see the Gemara inside. Go ahead.
Amar Mar, the Avos to Omer. The Chol Bas Yoreshes Nachla, the Avos in Bevanim Lo.
It says Beferish, there is a halacha that when the generation from the Midbar went into Eretz Yisrael, the first generation of the Jews that went in, a daughter was not able to marry out of her shevet. Because if she married out of her shevet, the property would be lost to a different shevet. Would not stay within one shevet. So that's what it means. This halacha was said by what? By the fathers, meaning that first generation, but not ledoros, not bebanim. That's what that phrase means. Avos in bebanim lo. Go ahead. Bless you. Go ahead. What is? How is it mashma this din? Go ahead. Excellent. That halach is only limited to that generation alone. Go ahead. Right, we're not allowed to be makrav a korban on Amsterdam Avenue, even though it's talk Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it says Dover Zeh. Why is that halacha not limited only in one generation? Go ahead. So why is Shchutei Chutz not limited, should you be limited just to one generation? Go ahead. Excellent. It says Ladarosam. Zadavar. Right. So the Gemara said what Ladarosam. So what does Ladarosam mean? That din of Shchut Echutz is for all generations. Yes? That din of Ladarosam, there's a special din that says by Shchut Echutz, no matter what generation you live in, you can't be Makar of a Korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu on Amsterdam. It's Ladaros. Go ahead. So the Gemara asked Akasha, go ahead. So Zad Dover to Roshe Matos is referring to what? Afaras Nadarim should only refer to what? The heter of Ataras Nadarim, which means what? What is Ataras Nadarim? Okay, let's get this. There are two tracks when it comes to Ataras Nadarim. Something called Ataras Nadarim, and there's something called Afaras Nadarim. Okay? Now who does Ataras Nadarim? A Chacham. Talmud Chacham. Takes care of a netter. He annuls a netter. The Rashbam is Masbir that he does it through Charata. He does it through guilt, meaning that he tries to ask the person who took the netter many, many questions, and he says, well, if you knew you would take such a netter, would you have done it? You feel bad now you can't eat the oranges because it makes you healthy. You took a netter not to eat oranges. Well, it gives you strength. So he feels guilty about that. So if that's the case, that's considered to be a lashon of Ataras Nadarim. Ayidei Charata, that's what the Chacham does. When it comes to Afaras Nadarim, has nothing to do with guilt. The husband can annul his wife's vow only on the day he hears it. And there is no charata. Biyom, first I'm going to write bow. Biyom shamo, on the day that he hears the netter. If he waits till after shki, it's too late. He cannot annul it. And also it's a beli, a filu beli charata. It's nothing to do with charata. Filu beli charata. This is what the Rashbam is masbir, the two tracks of Ataras Nadarim. There's something called Ataras Nadarim, and there's something called a forest Nadarim. Now the Yad Ramonos Samechei says as follows. Now we should just note that the word Afara means something that has no rhyme and reason. It just gets abolished automatically. Afara has no rhyme and reason at all, none whatsoever. Anything that's Nekar without a Tam is called Afara. Again, anything that is Nekar, Kol Davar, that is Nekar, Kol Davar Shenekar, Beli Tam, is called Nikra, is called Hafar. Okay, that's what it's called, Hafar. Just it's abolished. Finished. It's exeris akasim. He's got to do it on that day. It works even without guilt, and that's it. Finished. Okay. This is the svara of the Rashbam in the two tracks. Okay. The Yad Ramah gives a different beer. The Yad Ramah in Osamechei says that a chacham is okar davar. I'm going to add this on. This was all the Rashbam. Okay, I'm going to write here Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah writes, what's the mechanics of the chacham? It works l'mafreya. It's like the guy never took the netter. He never took the netter not to eat the oranges. When a chacham is matar netter, it's like he never took the netter. It works l'mafreya retroactively. However, when a husband annuls the vow of his wife, it works megas guys only mikan ulahavol. Mikan ulahavol. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Mikan ulahavol. It's called megas gayas. Cuts it up. Cuts it up from this time on. Megas gayas. Okay? Mikan ulahavol. Okay? So it only works from now and in the future. Whereas a chacham that matters netter works l'mafrei. Okay, these are the two approaches, the two tracks that we have regarding this halacha of annulling vows. So that's a great kasha, Zaytan Reb. If it says Dabar Zed, it should be the only knowing Ladiris. Should only be knowing for that generation. We know that's not true. This day and age we do Hafaras Nadarm. Hataras Nadarm. Go ahead. Don't worry about it. Zed Zed Mehasam. We learn Xerah Shava. Just like Shkutu Chutz is for all generations, Hafaras Nadarm, the institution is for all generations. Go ahead. Oh, so why do we learn the din that what a daughter can never marry out of her shavit for all generations? Why was that limited only to one generation? Go ahead. Over there, there are many halachas. Legabi ataras nedarim mishkut dechutz. Go ahead. Hacha. Here, what would you need the gzeir shava for? Go ahead. Lishta kromine. Let the Torah be, doesn't have to say its word, and we'll be quiet, and we'll know that it works out for all generations. So therefore, you see that what? You see that there is a Gzeira Shavah that goes out of its way that says, Shkut Echutz, and Nedarim, Heter Nedarim, Hatar Shadarim are forever. You don't need that by what? By this Allah of what? By this Allah of inheriting. And therefore, you see that what? That special Allah was limited for that generation alone, that a daughter can't marry out. Okay, go ahead, my what? Excellent. Go ahead. Malahalan. Just like, and no member of Jewish people can do Shchut Echutz, whether you're a Kohen Levi or Yisrael. Go ahead. Oh, that means Shlosh Yotos can do Ataras Nadarim. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham Gadol. Okay, you have to know the halachas. You have to be a Talmud Chacham Gadol, but you don't have to have, we don't have to discuss what level of smicha you have to have. Go ahead. Makan. Oh, and just like over there, what? You could also, you have to be a person that what? That is a mumchah, an expert. So too, aflahal and Rosh Hamatis. So too, also here, has to be what? It's referring to what? It's got to be an expert as well. Go ahead. Excellent. Now, first the Dharmi, it can have three Hedyotos. Okay, go ahead. Vaha. But it has to be a leader. Go ahead. All you need is a yachid mumcha. Hanami. Very good. Go ahead. Very good. Excellent. That there's a halacha of what sheila b'hektish. Even if you're makdish something, you could go to a chacham, a talmud chacham, a beis din could matter. Oh, so here we have the halacha. Very interestingly, of ataras nedarim. Hataras nedarim is very, very fascinating, and we have two tracks. You could have three hedyotos, or you could have a yachid mumchum. So we have to see what this is all about. Is this a real beis din? Is it not a real beis din? Okay. There is a Gemara nedarim on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis that writes as follows: when it comes to ataras nedarim, it can be done belaila. Amazing. Can be done belaila. It can be done ba'amida. The eidim do not have to be sitting. And number three, you can use krovim. You can use relatives. Meaning that the dayanim can be related to the person that took the netter. All these three halachas, the Gemara writes, black on white, are acceptable when it comes to ataras nedarim. Now, what do these three things seem to indicate? that it is not a din. The Rambam writes this beferish in Hilchos Shvuos in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, that a Taras Nadarim is not a din. She'ein a heter hazed din. Okay? She'ein a heter hazed din. Okay? This is what the Rambam writes. But I want to say more than that, and that is as follows. Rambam says, ain't no din. Okay, good. Let me ask you. When the Gemara says that this Yachid Mumcha, when the Gemara says that this Ataras Nadarim can be annulled by one Chacham, Yachid Mumcha, does that Yachid Mumcha need to have Smicha? Mumcha. Does he need to have Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down? Yes or no? Does he need to have the real smicha? Okay? Fellas are in smicha, are trying to go for a very good smicha from our yeshiva. Right? I have the smicha from the yeshiva. But it's not the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. That's the real smicha that Moshe gave to Yeshua. Does this Yachid Mumcha, that is Matar Nadarim, does that man need to have smicha or not? This is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Does the Yachid Mumcha need to have smicha? The Rambam writes beferish that he does not need to have smicha. Where does he say that? In the very previous halacha, Perek Vav halacha hey in Hilchos Shvuos, he writes that you don't need to have smicha. Okay? Rambam, in fact, if you look in the Rashbam, he says all you needed to be is a Rav Muvhak. Rambam, lo tzarich smicha. You don't need smicha. And the Rashbam is mashed for the same thing. Rashbam just says he has to be a Rav Muvhak, an expert in that area. But you don't have to have smicha. And you know who argues? The Ramban. The Ramban is quoted by the Ran in the Dorim. On Daf, Ran quotes the Ramban. On Daf, Chav Gimel Amrav, the Ran's quoted here, that you need smicha. The Ramban says you need to have smicha, sarich smicha. Okay? You need to have the real smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down, without a doubt. Okay? Now, let me ask you. Why do you think the Rambam doesn't require smicha? What would you say? The Rambam. Why does the Rambam say you don't need a smicha? Because what? It's not a din. I hear you, but I don't agree with you. Because we have to stop and ask ourselves, how does the Rambam understand the concept of smicha in general? Okay? The Dvar Yaakov writes like Zach wanted to say. The Dvar Yaakov says, you know why the Rambam doesn't need smicha? The Yochid? Because it's not a din. So if he's not a dayan, you don't need smicha. What is that assuming though? Zach, you're assuming that what? That smicha is one of the ingredients to what? To become a beis din. Who says that's what smicha is all about? And I'll prove to you that right now. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole shtickel Torah called the Kuntras HaSmicha, okay? Where he discusses at great length that there's a fundamental machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, as to what the Hagdara of smicha is. What is the nature of the concept of smicha when it is given to a Rav? The Tziv writes, it's Yad Deshmaya that a Rav gives to his Talmud that he should pass him correctly. Okay? And it should be given in front of, it was a given, Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Yoshua, Leinei Hashem, Leinei Kol Klal Yisrael. That's why the Rambam has based on the Gemara, that smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. It's a strange din the Gemara has in Sanhedrin. The smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very bizarre din, because not one of the mitzvahs pluyus baretz. Ein smicha, ella, Eretz Yisrael. What's that all about? Not shumis and maestris, right? Right? That was before they got to Eretz Yisrael, right? But after that, Ladoiris, it's got to be, why? It's not shumis and maestris. So the Rambam, a few places in the Perush Mishnah, in Menachos and Bechoris, says, if you want to find the Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael, if you want to find the Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael, you can have 1 million Jews in Chutz Lartz and 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the Tzibur is in Eretz Yisrael. The Tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, like for example, the Gemara writes in Hurrius and Daf Gimel Manaf, if the Beis Din HaGadol makes a mistake in a psak, and Rov Klal Yisrael followed them, the Sanhedrin has to bring a special korban called a par, helen, davar, shel tzibur. Now what is the definition of Rov Klal Yisrael? If Rov Klal Yisrael inherits Israel, did the Aveira, then they have to bring a parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. So in order for Smicha to be given, it has to be in front of that audience of Klal Yisrael. And that's only in Eretz Yisrael. You can only get that audience, the Rav said, in Eretz Yisrael. It's nothing to do with Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz. Smicha is not Trumas and Maestras, but you need the audience of Klal Yisrael. That audience can only be found where? In Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Ein Smicha Ela Beretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush. And that is what is so unique here about Smicha. So the Rav said there's a fundamental machlokes. What is the getter of Smicha? What is the nature of the concept of Smicha? So the Rav said, I want you to get this. According to the Rambam, Smicha is a license to Paskin. Just like you can't drive without a driver's license. A doctor can't be a doctor without a what? Medical license. A lawyer can't practice law without a law license. A Rav cannot, the psak is not a psak. It's not a hora unless he has smicha. And so therefore, smicha, he efsharut laharon. It gives the license to paskin. And Tosfos argues on this. Tosfos writes, exactly like Zach said, that smicha is an ingredient of beis din. Has nothing to do with an individual rav. You don't have to go to a beis din for shilas of kashrus or taras mishpacha. You don't go to a beis, you go to an individual rav. Tosfos says smicha has nothing to do. Smicha is considered to be a component. Smicha is considered to be I don't know how to do components. Smicha is an element, right? It's a chelik. I don't want to say the word chelik. Smicha is the component, element, ingredient to make up a basin. You cannot have a basin without the dayanim having smicha. Okay, smicha is one of the prerequisites. However you say that in Hebrew, all these words I don't know in Hebrew, right? But smicha is considered to be a tanai. I'll write it like that. Smicha is a tanai with basin. Okay, you can't have a basin with that without smicha. So does everyone hear this machlaikis? It's a very fundamental machlaikis, conceptually, the Rav said. Alan, you got me? As to what the nature of smicha is. Is smicha considered to be an element that a configuration of a basin? Or do you know it's a license to pass for an individual Rav? So there are many nafkaminas that flow from this. Let's start like Gabris. Toises in Yavamis Esakasha. He asks, and then Vavam and Alf, how do we have Gabris Bismanaseh? How do we makabel any geirim? We don't have dayanim that have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. So what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos says, no problem. I'll solve that. There's a principle called shlichusayu kaavdinin. That the rabbis of today are considered to be what? Kaavdinin. The rabbis of today are considered to be, as the Chiddush Ran said, shluchim of the rabbis of old. And they were mokel on their kavod, the rabbis of old. Even though the rabbis of today do not have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down, they said, no problem. You can be begayered. You can accept the geirim. Shlichusayu kavdinin. Okay, that's this concept. Shlichusayu, again. Shlichusayu kavdinin. They are agents of the rabbanon of old. And the rabbanon of old were mokel on the kavod that was due to them, even though the rabbanon of today are not as great and they don't have smicha. And that is a din d'oraisa concept in the tzivus rites. In Siman Aleph and Choshe Mishpat. It's considered to be the Eraisa. Otherwise, how can you have a Ger Bismanaseh? But what do you see from Tosfos' assumption? That Smicha is a Chelik of what? A Tanai of a Beis Din. So how can you have a Bismanaseh? You know what the Rambam says? The Rambam says a Beis Din of Geiris, Het Yotos are enough. The Rambam says Het Yotos are enough. The whole cast of Tosfos, according to the Rambam, doesn't get off the ground. Rambam says hedyotos are good enough with geirus. Okay, you should be a knowledgeable rav, a talmid chacham, but you don't need smicha. Why? What's the svara, Ellen? You tell me, what's the svara? When Beis Din does a geirus, do they paskin? Or their presence alone is just needed? That's what the rav said. You always got to ask yourself, what is the function of Beis Din? What are they doing? Are they paskining? In Dini Momenus, they paskin. X wins, Y loses. Reuven wins, Shimon loses. They paskin. But a lot of times, Beis Din, their presence alone is needed for Geirus, for Chalitza. They're not paskening. Alan, you follow what I'm saying? And therefore, they're fundamentally different from one another. So the Rambam says to himself, a Beis Din Gerus does not paskin. Okay, they have to assess if he's real or not, but they're not paskening Shilas. If that's the case, when the meal is done, it's done in front of them. When he goes to Mikveh, it's done in front of them. They're not paskening. So Rambam says, you'll need smicha, because it's a license to paskin. And if they're not paskening, then why do you need to have smicha? There's no reason to have smicha. Had Yelto suffices. Tosos Eliot, though, argues and says, what? That smicha is an ingredient of a Beis Din. You need a Beis Din or Gerus? You better believe you need smicha. How do we have Gerus bizman hazeh? Tosos stands on his head and says, Shlichusayo kav dinan. You heard of war? That's what the Rav said beautifully. It's a fundamental machlokes of the Rambam and the Tosos as to what the nature of smicha is. What the nature of smicha is here. That's what they're arguing about. That's what they're arguing about. What is going on here with the smicha? Okay? We could quote now four Rambams that prove that he holds that smicha is a license to paskin. And that itself alone. It has nothing to do with the basin. Number one, Rambam. Number one. Rambam writes the following. The din of a zaken mamre. What's the din of a zaken mamre? Zaken mamre is a rebellious rabbi who's asked a shiloh and he doesn't know the answer. And he goes to Sanhedrin HaGadol and they tell him this is the psak. He goes home and he paskins against them. The Torah says he's killed. He's executed. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you don't even have to give us raw. Zaken mamre paskin chumash. Parsha shoftim. Zaken mamre is chayiv misa. Now the Rambam writes, the Zaken Mamre is only can become a Zaken Mamre if he has smicha. Otherwise, it's like a joke. It's like a joke. You have a person in the rookie league who's going to argue with someone in the major leagues. Why is Zaken Mamre so bad? Because he's putting in jeopardy the progenitors of the Masorah, the Rambam writes. The Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Amud Shehorah, the pillars of Orah. You have a Rav arguing on that, it's a terrible thing. That's why he's executed. But if he doesn't have smicha, everyone laughs at it. If he has smicha, it's a hurrah, it's a very dangerous thing. That has nothing to do with the Beis Din. He's an individual Rav. You see, again, the Rambam holds that smicha is a license to paskin. It has nothing to do with the configuration of Beis Din. I'm talking about a Beis Din over there. He's an individual Rav being chalek on the Beis Din. Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's number one. Number two. Second Rambam. Okay? Second Rambam. Rambam writes for Shilas of Taras Mishpacha, Ksamen, to determine different halachas if there are stains. The Rambam says the Rav needs smicha. Now, as I said before, you have Shilas of Taras Mishpacha. Do you have to go to a Beis Din? Of course not. You go to an individual Rav. What's the pshat? Must be again that smicha is a what? License. To paskin. Has nothing to do with the configuration of a basin. That's why the Rambam writes for Ksamim in Hilchos Sanhedrin, you need to have a Samach. Number three, the Rambam writes, when it comes to Hodals v'Halvos, which is a psak, loans, you're paskin whether who he owes money or not. The Rambam, Gemara writes in the beginning of Sanhedrin that Echad Nami Kosher, one dying is acceptable, like we have by a first Adorim. And the Rambam says, Dor Sameach holds like the Rabbi Hananel, that chad needs to have smicha. Now don't confuse the two. By hodos, the halvos, the Rambam says chad is kosher and he must be somuch. Unlike by Ataras Nedarim, the chad does not have to have smicha. Don't confuse the two. Now you tell me, why by hodos halvos does he have to have smicha? Because what is he doing by hodos halvos, Eli? He is what? He's paskening, excellent. If he's paskening, you need to have smicha. You need to have smicha. There's no doubt you have to have the smicha. Okay? Now the case of Mishnah quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, who says he doesn't need to have smicha. But the Rambam insists, Sameach said the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. So ver kamo Rabbeinu Chananel says you need smicha. Kamo Rabbeinu Chananel, you need smicha. So the Rav said again, it's a slam dunk raya is the Rav's bringing. that you see from all these three Rambams that smicha is a license to paskin. Nothing to do with the Beis Din. Number four. When they gave smicha, you know, during the Sefer Ashtaris of Rotzweig once quoted, the Rav used to put his hand on the Talmud's head, like Moshe Rabbeinu did to Yoshua. He said, in times of Rishonim, they used to have that minik. We don't do that nowadays. But, the Mishnah says it's an edge. When they gave the real smicha, they had to do it in front of three Rabbanim, a Beis Din. You need a Beis Din, they gave smicha. And the Rambam writes, only one of the three need to have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Only one of the three. So the Brisker Rav says, why do you only need one of the three? Again, you need a Beis Din, smicha has got to be given lifnei Beis Din. But only one of the three, rak echad, rakhad, sarich smicha, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is that? Someone fill it in for me. What's the answer? Are they paskin? Exactly, they're not. Their presence alone is needed. So you don't need them all to have smicha. The only reason why you need one is because you want to continue the chain. So if you're continuing the chain, you need one of the three to have that smicha. But that's the same word. They're not paskening. If they're not paskening, then you don't have to have smicha. 1, 2, 3, 4. The Rav proved that the Rambam holds that smicha is a license to paskening. Therefore, in the case of Geiris, had yotos are enough. You don't need to have smicha for Moshe because they're not paskening. They're not paskening at all. According to Taisvis, smicha is an ingredient of a basin. You know, Rashi says by the case of the Zaken Mamre, has nothing to do with smicha. You have to be 40 years old to be a Zaken Mamre. If you're less than 40, it's like a youngster's colic on the Sanhedrin is a joke. It's not going to put them in jeopardy. If you're 40 or older, you're going to be a Zaken Mamre if you argue on them, regardless of whether you have smicha or not. But the Rambam says you have to have smicha. So that's what the Rav has, this whole shtickle Torah, that smicha mamish is a license to paskin. And Tosfos says, no, it's a chelik of Beis Din. You know, we don't have it nowadays, but the Rambam writes you we could restart it. You ever heard of this Rambam? Rambam writes you we could restart smicha nowadays. Perek Dalad, Halacha Yud Aleph, and Nuchel Sanhedrin. If you had all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael vote on one Rav, then they could restart the smicha. And there was a big machlokes in the 1400s between the Maribe Rav and the Kuntzus HaSmicha. The Maribe Rav and the Kuntzus HaSmicha as to whether they could do it. And the machlokes was, do you need all the Rabbanim? Machlokes in the Chum and Sfat and the Chum and Yishalayim. They wanted to elect the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo. So, was a shaila how to interpret the Rambam. Does he mean Kol? Does Kol mean Rov? So we're Rov. The ones who said no said, you need kol, and we're a minority, you don't have kol. The Shalah had to read the Rambam, it says kol ha-chachamim. You know why they wanted to restart smicha? Because the last Mishnah in Makkah says that if a person, God forbid, did an avera on purpose in their life, that they were chayv karis for, if you get malchus before a person dies, so they won't be chayv karis in shamayim. But you can only get malchus if the dayana has smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the impetus to try to restart smicha. And that was the big machlokes. Very big machlokes. And it didn't end up happening. But how can it be? Because you need all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, because you're recreating the Tzibor. Remember we said from the Rav, that Ein Smicha L'Eretz Yisrael. Okay? There's a lot of other details. We don't have time. Maybe another time we'll discuss some of the other details. But that's the concept of Smicha. So Smicha is a license to paskin. Let's bring it all back now. Based on this whole shot, the Yochid Mumcha Bin Adarim, the Rambam says no smicha. The Rabban says you need smicha. This Yochid Mumcha. The one man that can be Matan Neder, Bisman Hazeh. Do you need smicha or not? Rambam says you don't. Even though he said the Chad Nami by Ados Avos says you do, the Rambam says by Atar Shnanarim you don't. Why don't you? So Zach said a very good Svara, because he said, Rebbe, it's not a din. You can do it at night, the Dayanim can stand, you can do it with relatives. Shows it's not a din, you don't have to have smicha. I disagree with you, Zach, based on what the Rav said. Because what's the concept of the smicha? Has nothing to do with the dayan. It has to do with the ability to paskin. Aren't you paskining when you do Ataras Nadarim? Aren't you paskining when you do Ataras Nadarim? No. So you should require smicha. Why does the Rav say you don't need smicha? Ellie, you follow me? I disagree with Zach very strongly based on what the Rav said. You can't just simply say, like the Dvar Yaakov said. Dvar Yaakov writes because it's not a din. It's not a din that explains these three things. Why it's good Belila, why the Dayanim can stand, why the relatives. But it doesn't explain to me why the Ram doesn't need Smicha. I disagree with the Dvar Yaakov. What's the reason why, according to the Rav Pshat? Alan, you follow this? What's the reason why you don't require Smicha? So this is what we want to suggest. There are three levels. There is Beis Din, there is a Psak, and there is simply something called a Giwi of Metzias. I'm going to write it down. Beis Din, a Horah, where it's an individual Rav, and three is the lowest level, which we'll call a Giwi of Metzias. What's a Giwi of Metzias? It's not really even a Psak. You're just revealing the facts. Listen, you took a netter. Were you guilty when you took the netter? Did you feel bad about taking the netter not to eat the oranges? It's not a psak. You're just investigating here. You're just investigating. That's a gilui of metzias. A gilui of metzias is not a horah. And the Rambam writes, you don't need smich for that. The Ramban might argue and say, no, I don't consider three to be a separate category. I consider three to be the same thing as two. And therefore, just like by two, he would agree with the Rambam. They're just arguing, how do you view Ataras Nedarim? Do you view Ataras Nedarim as a horah? Or do you view Ataras Nedarim as a lower level, that's a Gilui Metzias? So we want to say the Rambam writes that it's called a Gilui what? A Gilui Metzias. And therefore, you wouldn't even need what? Smicha. Because Smicha is a license of the Paskin. But when I'm doing Ataras Nedarim, that's not called a Psak. That's the Chiddush that we want to suggest. Everyone chop this? Putting it together from the Rav's Pshat. And that is why you don't need to have Smicha. Because all it is considered to be what? A Giwi of Metzias. Whereas the Ramban would say it's a Horah, therefore you need to have Smicha. Okay? Now that chops a very big nafkamina. Why does it chop such a very big nafkamina? Because nowadays we said we don't have what? We don't have Smicha nowadays. So plug it in. Lefi the Ramban, there is no way you could go to a Yachin Mumcha to do Ataras Nedarim. Because according to the Ramban, you need to have what? Smicha. We don't have Smicha nowadays. So Lefi the Ramban, there's no way you could be Matanetta with one individual Rav. You can't. Because no one has Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefi the Rambam, you could, theoretically. The question is, what must he know? So this is very important. The Ritva in Meseches Nedarim and Chav Gimel and Aleph points out there are two types of Chachamim. There's a Chacham that is a buck in Kol HaTorah Kula, and there's a Chacham that is a buck in Hilchos Nedarim. So when we talk about a Chacham that is a buck in Kol HaTorah Kula, he could do it himself. Rambam says you don't need Smicha, but the Rambam says I only allow one person to do it if he's a buck in Kol HaTorah Kula. If it's only a buck in Hilchos Nedarim, then you have to get what? Two other fellows with you. You have to get two other fellows with you. So even according to the Rambam, there's a machlekes 2 days in the Ritva, what can be done practically. If he's a buck in Kol HaTorah Kula, then he can even do it himself. If he's only a buck in Hilchos Nedarim, he's got to get two other adyotos with him. Oh. But it's interesting. When we talk about Bizman HaZeh, that there is no smiche, the question is, what level? Do we have the level of an individual that is so strong that can do it? So the Rosh in the Nedarim and Chav Gimel Menalf and the Taisim Bechiris and Lamed Zayin Menalf write that you need a Talmud Chacham of the stature of Rav Nachman. And Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Talmud Chachamim that are mumchos like Rav Nachman. Therefore, a Yachid can never, what? Be Matar Nedarim, ever. And that's what I wanted you to see in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Reish, Chav Ches Sif Aleph. I gave you Sif Beis. Mechaber in your day, Simin Reish, Chav Ches Sif Aleph writes, Bizman HaZeh, we do not have a Yachid mumcha of that stature. Even though we don't need to have smicha, because we all like the Rambam, the Makabra says, but we don't even have a Talmud Chacham on that stature, and therefore, Bizman HaZeh, you never do a Ataras Nedarim with a Yachid. Okay? However, the Ran in Nedarim and Dafayin Chesimei, Sof Dibur Maskel B'Yachid, quotes a Yesh Beforshin, and says, Bizman HaZeh, you don't have any mumchas, like we said, but the Ran argues that every door, there are Gedolim, there are Rabbanim, that are of this stature, and it's Masha from the Rambam, at least that's the way the Beis Yosef seems to learn in Simin Reish Chav Ches in the Rambam, that even though we might not have stature of a Nachman, but every door has Talmud Chacham, so use that Talmud Chacham. So even a Talmud Chacham on his own could be Matan Neder. And the Rambam writes, I'm sorry, I mean, in the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef is the same Gadol. The Beis Yosef Yosef Karo wrote his Perush in the Tur, and the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef says in the Rambam that one might be enough if he's a big, big Talmud Chacham. And then the Shulchan Aruch, he backs out of it, Halacha L'mais, and he says, no way, because Man said we do not have it, like Rav Nachman, and therefore you cannot have Matar Neder with a Yachid, Halacha L'mais. That's what the Machaber writes. Okay? So that's very interesting. So it really chaps a big... You don't even get to the Shalat, because according to the Ramban, we don't have speaker, there's nothing to talk about. Right? You couldn't do it with the Yachid. According to the Ram, is what the pilpul about. You might not need smicha, but he's got to be a bucket called Torah Kula. If he's not a bucket called Torah, you have to get two other people. And then, maybe he has to be a Yachan in the stature of Nachman. Or maybe as long as he's the God of that generation. That might be enough. But Halacha L'maaseh, he says the Machaber Eliot showed me right in Seder, Zefalf, Va'idne, Bizman, Azeh, we never do a Taras Adarim with the Yachan Mubchah. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay. So this brings us to the following, Shaila. We all know that a Beis Din usually is the number what? The number three. Okay? We all know that Beis Din usually is the number three. And the reason for that being is because you never want to have what we call a Beis Din Shakel, an even-numbered Beis Din, because if there is a tie in the vote, there's a deadlock, and you're not going to be able to what? You're not going to be able to break it. That's what's called, we strive to have Ein Beis Din Shakel. We strive to make sure that the Beis Din will not be what? Even numbered. Ein Beis Din Shakel. Okay? Question is, when it comes to Ataras Nedarim, as we saw in our Gemara, three Hedyotos suffice. No, they should be Tamanei Chachamim. What happens if you have four? Would four be acceptable? So, it's interesting. Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuvas in Siman Ayin Gimel writes, okay, Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuvas, Rabbi Kivager, the great Gong, writes in the Tshuvas, right, amazing, the end of the 1700s, Siman Ayin Gimel, that four guys are acceptable for Ataras Nedarim. Why? I don't know why you have four. Maybe you don't want to insult a guy. There's only four guys there. You're going to choose three out of the four? You could come up with some scenario. And the Kivega writes, Arba, Dayanim are fine. Lataras Nedarim. Arba Nedarim, Arba Dayanim, Lataras Nedarim. No problem. Very big Chiddush. Very big Chiddush. That's even numbered. It's even numbered. Who argues on this? The Nachal Yitzchak. The Nachal Yitzchak in Choshen Mishput says Rabbi Kivager is wrong. Nachal Yitzchak is in Simen Dalet Os Gimel in the Tshuvas, where the Nachal Yitzchak writes that it's not acceptable. Halacha L'maaseh. Simen Gimel Sif Dalet, he says, Hataras Nedarim, you cannot have four. You need an odd number Beis Din. Okay? Nachal Yitzchak, Cholek, Vomer Puzzle. You need to have three. Now, what is this Machlekes all about between Rabbi Kivager and the Nachal Yitzchak, whether four fellows would be acceptable for a Ataras Nedarim? What's it based on? Okay? Someone tell me before we go further. What would you say I'll be Svara? Go ahead, Elliot. Whether you label this as certainly not a Beis Din Mamish, because of these three halachas, Laila, meaning Krovin. So it probably is not a Beis Din Mamish. Probably is not a Beis Din Mamish. So Elliot says, but maybe it's an issue that it's a quasi Beis Din, or maybe it's not a Beis Din at all. If it's not a Beis Din at all, then you can certainly understand Rabbi Kivager. If it's a Gilui Metzias, I can understand Rabbi Kivager very beautifully, like the Rambam said. If you say like the Rambam, the way we were Masber, that it's a Gilui Metzias, then why not a lot four? Why not? It's not a Beis Din. We're not even trying to strive that it's like a Beis Din. Not at all. Why shouldn't four be good? It's a Gilui Metzias. According to the Rambam, what should it make a difference? We're saying we would certainly agree with Rabbi Kivager. We would certainly agree with Rabbi Kivager. Without a doubt. Push-up shot, we would definitely agree with Rabbi Kivager. However, if you hold like the Nachal Yitzchak, seems to be there's some echoes of it being like a Beis Din. And the truth is, if you look in the Rashbam has a line, very interesting. The Rashbam, I underline an I Gemara. You see three lines from the bottom of the Gemara? Eight times. Why don't you just read that Rashbam? A forest in the Durham. Just that first line. Three lines from the bottom of the Rashbam. Go ahead.
A forest in the Durham, the Gimel.
Yeah. Oh, just that line. You see, the Rashbam says to have like Kib Beis Din. So you know what? The Nachal Yitzchak will be working like the Rashbam. A Yochid Mulch is like a quasi Beis Din. It's like a quasi Beis Din. Then you know what? If it's a quasi Beis Din, Yochid Mulch, the truth of the matter is it's like a quasi Beis Din. Three guys are like a quasi Beis Din. So you should make sure that it's not even numbered. You should make sure that it's odd numbered. And that's what the Rashbam is, makes this diuk. He said it's Kib Beis Din. It's very, very, very interesting, Lamaisa. That he considers it to be what? Considers it to be Kib Beis Din. Very interesting concept. That he would be considered to be Kib Beis Din. Okay? Kib Beis Din. Like it's like a Beis Din. So I'm just saying, is there any vestige in a Taurus, a Dharma being called a Beis Din? According to the Ram, we're developing, you don't need Smichatzah, Gili Metzius, and I would say four would be fine. According to the Rashbam, there is some vestige of Beis Din. Not a Beis Din Mamish, because these three halachas are okay, but maybe you can understand where Nachal Yitzchak is coming from. For that matter, let's see the top tesis, okay? Where do we get the concept of three? Go ahead, Eitan. Forest and Durham, go ahead.
Forest and Durham, Bishlosh and Yotos, Perish Rivav, Demid Yosef Roshe, Shonim, Mashma.
Dechsiv Roshe, so Shnayim. That's Shnayim Mashma. That means two guys. Go ahead.
Main base in Shaklo, Mosivan,
Odach. Oh, two's an even number, so you got to add one on to make sure that it's odd. Go ahead. So that's how the Rivam says you know three. So what is he invoking? He's invoking Beis Din Shokel. So obviously he held what? That it's somewhat of what? Quasi type of Beis Din, right? Who do you think you would agree with? Rabbi Kivager or the Nachal Yitzchak? Nachal Yitzchak, of course. You can't have four. Question is this like a quasi Beis Din or is it not at all? It's just a Gili Metzius. Go ahead, Vein Nira. Oh, I would say from Rosh Hamatos, so I would say one. Go ahead. Can it appear? Because it means the best of the crowd, meaning the best guy. Doesn't mean two, it means one. Go ahead. Oh, so how do you get three from there? El and Nir Lari. Right, without the pasuk, we know Tami bin Inan Yachin Mumchim Kain. Right, and there's without the pasuk, we know anyway one guy's enough because Yachin Mumcha. So at Yotos, one is not enough. So you tell me you need two. Two is bad because it's even number, so you have to add three. But what do you see? Okay, so what's the machlok is the Rivam and the Re, what the mocker is. But what are they both agreed on? The usage of what? Based in Shokel. So it's clear that they held it was what? They held it was some type of a quasi-based in. And therefore, you definitely would agree with the Nachal Yitzchak against Rabbi Kivager. Now, does everyone agree to this? No, not everyone agrees to this. Could be that the number three does not come from based in Shokel. Could be that it comes from a Pasuk. Rashi and Nidorim, and Afayin Ches quotes a Pasuk. And the Ran also says it's Ka'im based in. So there's no psul of a based in Shokel. Rashi, in fact, quotes it from a pasuk. But the truth of the matter is, what we want to suggest, and this is what Rav Zhulti writes in his Sefer Simon and Gimel, the Rambam never would say it's possible with four. The Rambam would agree with Rabbi Kivager. Because you don't need a visit. The way we want to say it, the Kilim Mitzvah is even lower than Aura. That's why you don't even need Smicha. You don't even need Smicha. It's lower than that. It's like a third level. So certainly, according to the Rambam, we would suggest that Rabbi Kivager would be right. Whereas according to the Tosfos, And according to Tosfos, he evokes Beis Din Shokel like the Rashbam, that it's a quasi Beis Din, you would never want to even number. The truth is that according to Rashi and the Nedarim and the Ran, they don't quote Beis Din Shokel. They don't say the Svar, they say it's Ka'im Beis Din. They don't use the Din of Beis Din Shokel at all. Because again, that also plays down the fact they're not really paskening. See, there are 2 days in Tais and Yevamos. The Gemara writes beferish that a chalitza needs a Beis Din. We all know what the din of a chalitza is. A man's married to a woman, dies without kids. What's the halacha? The halacha is that if he has a surviving brother, they have to do yibum. Nowadays we don't do yibum, so we do chalitza. She has to spit in front of him, she has to remove a shoe from him, special shoe, then that allows you to get remarried. That process must be done in front of a beis din. Why do you need an odd number? Gemara says, beis din shakal. Therush Gemara nivam is kufa alf amad alf. Are they paskening there? Are they paskening in that issue? When they do a chalitza, are they paskening in all the dayanim? Apparently not. I would say not. So Tosha says, you know what? I think they are. You know what he says? Every step of the way, there's a certain machlokasim in the Gemara. So the way they actually do the chalitza, they're paskening on how it should be done. To that degree, Tosha stands on a sentence and says, they are paskening. Does it have to be on his right leg or left leg? That's a machlokas in the Gemara, if it's possible, if it's not on the right one. So by them doing it one way, they're paskening. Otherwise, if they're not paskening, even numbers should be good. To that degree, Tosha holds this svar. Tosha says, the favorish, yesh psak. That's why you need an odd number. You know what Tosha says in the second teretz? Any type of bezdin requires an odd number. Kol mine bezdin requires what? An odd number. Kol mine bezdin, tzarich liot ein shakul. Tzarich liot ein shakul. Because otherwise, not called a bezdin. Even if their presence alone is needed, they have to be an odd number. If they're not an odd number, then you cannot what? You cannot have a basin. The second teretz holds that doesn't make a difference. Any, just like smich is an requirement of basin, odd number is a requirement of basin. First teretz holds, no, if they're not paskin, you don't need to have an odd number. You don't need to have an odd number. So that's a very important issue. According to the Ram never mentions it, the concept of basin shakel. Raman never mentioned the concept that they make sure that it's not a bezin shakel. And therefore, according to the Rambam, I would say that it would be what? It would be acceptable, but why? Why would it be acceptable? Why do you have to have the number 3, Lamaisa? Why do you have to have the number 3? The Rambam, again, says, never mentions the din of bezin shakel being possible. Even in Hilchos Dayanim, he never mentions it. Okay? So I'm saying, certainly in Hilchos Nadarim, I would say it's okay. I would say it's okay. So let me ask you the following. This brings us to the following point. Could you do a Taurus and Dharma in front of women? 3 women, say. Katanim. What would you say? Based on what we've said.
Well, could a woman be a mocha?
I'm going to ask you, according to the Ram, you don't need to have smicha. We were mas with the Ram that it's not a din. Not even if it's not a din, it's not even a what? It's not even a raw. Women can't get smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. But we're saying it's number 3, it's Gilui Matzias. Could you do it in front of Katanim or women? What would you say? According to the Rambam, I would have said it's good. But you know what? Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Chaf Ches, on your day, right? In Siman Reish Chaf Tes, on your day, he says, Beferish Agos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Sif Gimel, what does he say? Do you see that, Elliot, in Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Shulchan Aruch? I should have showed you on the spot there. What does he say there? He says that an Isha and a Katan are not acceptable. Puzzle. Why? Why should they be puzzle? Give me Matzias. If the woman knows Allah's, if the cotton knows Allah's, they're just pointing out you're guilty. So what's the difference? Why shouldn't Nisha and cotton not be acceptable? You know what the Teretz is? It says Rav Zhulti. As Eitan read so nicely, you need these guys to be Roshe Hamatos. Anyone who does Ataris Nadarim has to be someone that is a Roshe Matos, a leader. And a Katan and an Isha are Mufka from Srora. They cannot have positions of authority, the Rambam writes. Rambam says a king can only be a man, Melech Velo Malka. V'chein L'chol Shar Mesim, as the Rambam writes, Ilchus Malachim. Any position of authority, the Rambam writes, a Jewish man, not a Jewish woman. That's where Moshe writes, a woman can't be a president of a shul, based on that Rambam. Okay, might be the Chinuch argues, but according to the Rambam, it's not acceptable. Okay, because you have to have a position of authority. It's only to a man, not a woman's issues. If sneeze, and because of that, Roshe Matos means you need to have what? You need to have a leader, and therefore, despite the fact you don't need smicha, you need a chacham muvak that can be called Roshe Matos, and therefore a katan and a woman is a psulaguf. Since it's a psulaguf, You need what is called a Rosh Hamatos, and they themselves cannot be Rosh Hamatos. Therefore, they are apostle for Ataris Nadarim. Even though we set it up, why shouldn't they be good? It's not a Beis Din, it's not a Hora, all it is a Gilui Mitzvos. Why shouldn't it be good? The Torah says because they don't fulfill that mandate of Rosh Hamatos. You have to be Rosh Hamatos. If you're not Rosh Hamatos because it's a Psula Goof, then you will not be able to serve on a Beis Din for what? For Ataris Nadarim. At all, none whatsoever. Okay? So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out from Rebbe Akiva Eiger. You got to put together two Rebbe Akiva Eigers. On one hand, he says four, which indicates that it's not a Beis Din. So I would have thought that opened the door for women in Ketanim to be good. No, he still says it's wrong because of Rosh Hamatos. You need what we call this Chiddush of Rosh Hamatos. And that's the Chiddush that we're bringing out. But it has echoes here as to what degree is a vestige of a Beis Din. Okay? Is the Yachin Mumcha acting as a Beis Din or not? The Rashbam says he's a quasi Beis Din. According to the Rambam, we're saying no. He's not a Beis Din at all. He's a Rosh Hamatos. He's a Rosh Hamatos. That Rosh Hamatos doesn't need to have smicha. Okay? But if you bring Megala Metzias, then it's okay. Now, where else do you have an example like this? Where else do you have an example like this? Where is the Mishnah in Shas where it records how many Dayanim need for different cases? First Mishnah Sanhedrin. Guess what's not there? Ataris Nadarim is not on that list. Why not? Why not? Because it's not a what? It's not a real Beis Din. We want to say, according to the Rambam, it's not even a quasi Beis Din. It's not even a whole Rosh. It's a Gilui Metzias. That's why it's not found in that first Mishnah Sanhedrin. None at all. And in that Mishnah Sanhedrin, if you look, it lists off a case that when you want to assess the value of real estate in order to be potent, let's say you're makdish a field. Let's say you're makdish a field, right? You're makdish a certain field. Today's daf yom, makdish a certain field, right? What's the din? You want to assess how much it's worth in order to redeem it. Yes? So how many people do you need? 10. You need 9 guys and 1 kohen. It says asara. Let's say you want to evaluate how much a person's worth for Erkin. He's poda. You want to be poda his worth. He was makdish his worth to the Beis HaMikdash. You want to redeem that worth. How many dayanim do you need? 10. You need 9 guys and you need a coin. 9 Yisraelim or Levim and a coin. Asara. Asara for a karka to assess. Asara for an adam. What's the pshat? Tosis and Megillah and Chavkim Lomaralf asks, how could that be? How could this be? Toysim Megillah asks. Achav Kimmel Bezir Maschal Sora. Shokel. Beis Din Shokel. 10. It's not 11. It's not 9. Last time I checked, 10 is an even number. How could it be? It's a breach of Beis Din Shokel. Can't have a Beis Din Shokel. Toysim blocked by Kashin Megillah. Everyone hand me the Megillah. I'll read you the Loshin. He asks, how could it be? Blocked by Kashin. Yeah, right there. Thanks a lot. How could it be? Tosfos Megillah asks on the Mishnah Sanhedrin. How could you have this? First thing, when you see that, you got to ask that. Let me read you the Lashon. Sarah Kohanim Chulei, right? It says, by Karka Tisha V'Koin, Vadim Kiyotzven. Sarah Kohanim Chulei says, Koshili, Amai Lobinam Boya Chadasar, Dein Bezin Shaka V'Chol Dover, Shutoli V'Shuli Shikol Das. You need to have 11. How can you have 10? Tais asked this kasha. It's a strong kasha. Very strong kasha. How do you answer that? So the Rashba in the Megillah on Dibra Maskel B'Karkos answers like this. You know what? He says because it's just a shuma. A shuma is not a din. Shuma lo kedin. A shuma is not a din. Since a shuma is not a din, I mean, it's an assess. You get real estate guys that know real estate to assess how much it's worth. It's not a din. A shuma. It's a shuma ba'omet. What is he driving? He's driving at this mahalach. It's not a real Beis Din. Since it's not a real Beis Din, we don't care about it being even numbered. And that's a good model for Ataris Nadarim also. I'm wondering to myself, by a case of Shuma, Would you allow it to be doing at night? Would you, Diana, be able to stand? Normally they got to sit. Would you allow it with relatives? According to that Rashba, I would say maybe yes. He says, it's shuma, it's not a din. Maybe we'd say a chiddush according to the Rashba. So that's a very important concept. So we're saying the first nedarim is unique in the sense that it's a gili metzias, but as I wrote down, as Rav Zhulti wants to say, as I said, it's a roshe matis. It's considered to be roshe matis. That's why a woman and a katan wouldn't be acceptable, because you need to have someone that would, the way we're saying it, is subject to srara. And a man, yes, a woman in katanim would be not be that way. Okay. All right, we have a few more minutes. Let me just close with the file. So please get this on Mahalik. As I said, tomorrow we start Chazorah, Bez Hashem, real star, Bez Hashem. And we'll give you our questions instead of our Makaymus, and we'll Chazab Linetta for the next 2 weeks. I want to make sure we got to do like 3 shurim a day. So we got a lot to do, but make sure you go to the Marashi, Taisis, and the shurim. Let's close with the following from the Parsha. You know, the Torah said you're not allowed to call Avram, you know, Abram anymore. Right? Avram. Avraham, not Avram. By Sarai, the Gemara doesn't have that. Gemara in Brachas in the last few lines of the first Pirik in Brachas. It says, Kolakore Avraham, Avram is over Ese or over Balav. Balazar in Bar Kapara. Right? It doesn't say it by, and we know by Yaakov Avinu, his name was changed to Yisrael, but we still call him Yaakov. The Iker name is Yisrael, right? But he's still called Yaakov in the Chumash. The Marshal, the Tzlach, they all ask, why is this not quoted in Shulchan Aruch? It's not quoted by the Ram and the Rif. It's not quoted by the Rosh. The Magen Avraham quotes in the Siman Kuf Nun Vav. And Siman Kuf Nun Vav is a Siman where the Magen Avraham quotes a lot of very interesting dinim. One of them is this din. But it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Why is it left out? What's the Svar? So the Slach says a beautiful teretz. You know what the Slach says? The Mishnah says in Brachas earlier. Do we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Bizman HaMashiach? We have in the Haggadah. The Agada quotes this Mishnah. Machleks between who? Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. During the times of the Mashiach, does it outshine Yetzias Mitzrayim so much that we don't mention it? Or do we mention it? Ben Zoma says we don't mention it. It completely outshines it. And the Chachamim say you do mention it, even though it's my Mashiach will be the Iker, but you still don't forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he wants to say, you know why the Ram, the Rif, and the Rosh don't quote this Lashon Aruch? Because who do we paskin like? We paskin that Bizman HaMashiach, like the Chacham, we will mention Yisrael. You move to a new phase, doesn't mean you ignore completely what was before. Okay, the new phase might be the Iker, but the previous phase you still got to remember. And therefore, in the same vein, Avram Avinu's name was changed from Abram, Avram to Avraham, but doesn't mean that it's still usher to call, it's usher to call him Avram. You don't forget about it and ignore that. Just like we don't ignore during the times of Mashiach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. You follow this? It's a beautiful teretz. And that is why the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Mechaber, and the Rif and the Rambam don't mention this Ladina. Now how do I know that we paskan like the Chachamim? Because what does the Mishnah say in Brachas? Why do we say Vahayayim Shamoa before Vayomer? What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? Why do we say V'ayim Shemoah before V'yomer? Because V'ayim Shemoah said what? Pein V'yom, Pein B'layla. V'yomer's only said what? B'layla. That's what Bishud Mekarcha says. We paskin like that. So what does that imply? What is in V'yomer? Yetzias Mitzrayim. You see, Yetzias Mitzrayim is only B'yom and not B'layla. It's only B'yom and not B'layla. But what do we say at Bizman HaMashiach? Yes. We exclude B'layla, but we say at Bizman HaMashiach. So you see that's, and the Rif quotes that, Rabbi Shulman Karpas. So you see that slam dunk, he holds like the Chacham against Ben Zalma. So these Amoroyim in Brachas that say it's a laver and essay to call Avraham Avram, we're holding like Ben Zalma. That once you move to the new phase, you got to forget about the previous phase. And you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we don't hold like that. We hold like the Chachamim. That Bizman Mashiach, we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's hard to imagine also you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. How many mitzvahs? You know how many mitzvahs are dependent on Yetzias Mitzrayim? The chinuch, there's so many mitzvahs. Kiddush. So many mitzvahs you have to recall Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the formation of Klal Yisrael, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's hard to imagine you forget about it completely. When I say forget about it, you don't have to mention it? I can understand as Mishnah is the Iker, but not to mention it at all? It's hard to imagine. Very hard to imagine. And therefore, that is why. Now, you know why this is a difficult raya? Maybe why you say Vayomer and Biyom is because why? Maybe Tzitzis is only what Biyom, not Yetzias Mitzrayim. You hear what I'm saying? Vayim Shemoa says first before Vayomer, because Ben Biyom, Ben Malal. Vayomer is only Biyom. You know why Vayomer is only Biyom? Maybe it's referring to Tzitzis, not Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, that's a kasha. But nonetheless, like we said from the Rambam, Nechol Tzitzis, Tzitzis is only Biyom and not Malal. Maybe that's the reason why Vayomer with Mishnah met when it said Vayomer is only Biyom. Not because Yetzias Mitzrayim. You got to check the Gemara. I forgot the Gemara. But that's a way to ding Zach on this. But it's interesting. There's a case in Gemara and Gittin that says Avram Chozor. Quotes an Amora. So the Maratzchai says it's a mistake. It's Avimi Chozor. Can't be Avram. To the degrees of Machlokes, if a man, God forbid, is divorcing his wife and his name is Avram, some Achronim say you don't write Avram in the get, you write Avraham. Because of this. Another post would say, no, if that's what his name is, that's what his name is. Based on what we're saying, we would assume that what? It wouldn't be a problem to call him Avram. Right? Because why? We pass him like the Chacham. And that's why the Mechaber, the Riff, and the Rosh, and the Riff, Rosh, and the Rambam, and the Mechaber don't quote this din, Halach Lamais. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop in Mincha. We can dive in now with the time change. Okay, let's stop in Mincha. And Chazar over. We'll start tomorrow, Chazar. Okay.
Was either a son or another.